Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Ayin Hey, Baba Basra 175A, pagination is 349. Starting at the bottom of the page, one line up, Masnisin the new Mishnah. Hamavas Chaveru Bishtar, a person loaned money to his friend using a document. A document has a different status, as we'll see in a moment, than an oral loan. Even if both of them can be verified, they're witnesses on both, but a document has a kol, it has a voice that's associated with it. And the Rashbam points out, afilu ein kosu bo achrayis, even if the concept of liens is not mentioned in the document, gove menuchos mishubadim, the Mishnah says, you're still going to be able to collect from liens, from something that the borrower sold in the interim after he took the loan. He owned the property, then he sold it. Those properties have a lien on them, and the lender can go after them for collection. Says the Rashbam, "De'achrayis to'o soferhu," because we paskin that the fact that liens were not mentioned in the document is a mistake. And it's as if it says it, unless it specifically says in the shtar that it shall be a loan without achrayus. But otherwise, government achasim mishubadim, that's the basic rule. However, the Mishnah continues, ayidei edim, if the loan was given only with witnesses, meaning it's an oral type loan, Govem menuchasim b'nei chorin, you could only collect from movable objects, but not from liens, from items that were already sold. Movable objects that were sold, certainly not. Land that was sold, not. Only items that the borrower still has in his possession. The Mishnah on Amud Beis continues, Hotzi alav ksav yadu shu chayev lo. If a person takes out a document, that's what we call an IOU, that it's written in the handwriting of the borrower that is borrowing the money. Gova menachasim b'nei chorin, you could only collect from movable objects and not from real estate, as in liens. You can't do that because a personal document doesn't have the strength and the voice that a document done with witnesses would have. Let's skip down to the Gemara, which is about a third of the way down, and we'll see the explanation of Ula in drawing a distinction between a milva al peh, a loan that's done orally without documentation, which we said an IOU also has that type of rule, as opposed to a milva bishtar done with a document, which means with witnesses, which allows the collection of property, as in liens, when the lender wants to collect. Amar Ula, Ula said, Devar Torah, according to Torah law, echad milva bishtar, whether it's an oral loan, ve'echad milva al peh, I'm sorry, milva bishtar, a documented loan, ve'echad milva al peh, or an oral loan, govim menachasim mishubadim, either way you could collect totally. Mai taima shibuda d'oraisa, and the reason is because the obligation on property is biblical. Ve'elamatam amro milva pe'ena goes ve'elam menchasam b'nei chorin. So why indeed is it that by an oral loan we only let you collect from movable property, meaning property that the borrower still has? And the reason is mishum pseida delekuchos, because we're worried about the loss to the people who purchase property. In other words, there's a fear over here that no one will be able to buy because they don't know how to keep track of everything, who owes money to who. And therefore, the buyer is going to lose out unfairly when suddenly someone appears that he's owed money and you bought something from the borrower in the interim. Asks the Gemara, if you revoked the liability on property because you're worried about the borrowers, then you should revoke it even by a documented loan. And the Gemara answers, and this is so critical to appreciate, the distinction fundamentally is, Hasam inu ninhu de afsidu anafshayu. The buyer messed himself up, meaning the information was available because it was a milva bishtar. It was considered public knowledge. And if he didn't keep track of that, then he takes the loss from his own doing of buyer beware and he wasn't careful. If, however, the item was never created in a liability sense with a kol, with a voice, because it was a milva al peh, it was totally oral, word of mouth, it wasn't documented with witnesses, then indeed we're concerned about pseudo de lukuchos, about the loss that the buyer would take. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.